Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Earth Rangers podcast. I'm Earth Ranger Emma, your guide into the incredible world of animal and wildlife facts. Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
Hey, what's up, Earth Rangers? Today we're going to talk about... Today we're going to talk about... what were we going to talk about today again? I'm sorry, guys. I'm a bit out of it today. I had the strangest dream last night. I was in this huge building, and everything was made of glass, or maybe crystals even. The floors, the walls, and even the ceiling. Wow, what is this place? So, I'm exploring this beautiful but eerie place when I suddenly realized I was not alone. Hello? Hello? Is anyone there? When I turned back around, I was standing in front of a marble pillar, and sitting on top of that was a beautiful red fox. Now, here's where it gets really crazy, because then the fox said,
Emma.
Yes?
To find what you seek, you must follow the unicorn. You must learn about the great unicorn.
Okay, I'm not really an expert on mythical creatures. I'm more of a wildlife expert. But the fox just smiled at me, and then I woke up. And then I realized that I totally overslept and that I was running late for the podcast recording. Anyways, I think our theme for today's episode is... unicorns! But not the magical rainbow kinds. I'm a scientist, not a fairy tale teller. So, let's do some research. I'll be back in one sec. Okay, I'm back with our first candidate, the narwhal. Narwhals are often called the unicorns of the sea. Their horns can actually grow up to 2.7 meters, which by itself is longer than a whole horse. However, it's not really a horn, but an ivory tooth or tusk that grows right through their upper lip. Ouch! Scientists have long been wondering why they have it. Until now. Drone video footage recorded in Tremblay Sound in Nunavut has recently revealed that narwhals use their tusks to hunt fish. Pretty cool! My verdict? Not a real unicorn. Let's try again. Okay, here comes candidate number two, the Arabian oryx. This large species of antelope is very regal looking, so much so that they have been heavily featured in Arabic poetry and paintings, and may well be responsible for the mythos of the unicorn. Because when viewed from the side, its two horns line up and look like one. Thus, the legend of the unicorn was born. I'll make sure to include an image in the show notes. However, when viewed from the front, you can clearly see that it has two horns. My verdict? Not a unicorn. Okay, third time's the charm. Earth Rangers! The next candidate on my list is... the rhinoceros. Not exactly the first thing that comes to mind when we think about unicorns, But, after all, rhinoceros literally means nose horn, so that's pretty close. Rhinos are some of the largest land mammals. Like elephants and hippos, they're pachyderms, very large animals with thick skin. There are 5 species of rhinos: white, black, Indian, Javan, and Sumatran rhinoceroses. Black rhinos love to eat trees and bushes. They don't have teeth, so they use their lips to pluck leaves and fruit from the branches. They have sharp hearing and a keen sense of smell. They may find one another by following the trail of scent they leave behind on the landscape. Charming. White rhinos can weigh up to 2,400 kilos, or 5,000 pounds. That's as heavy as a pickup truck. White rhinos live on Africa's grassy plains, where they sometimes gather in groups of as many as a dozen individuals. And do you know what a group of rhinos is called? A crash! Who comes up with these things? Hey, I feel like we're getting off track here. But I have an idea. My friend Angie takes care of the rhinos at the Toronto Zoo. Let me give her a call for a little conservation conversation.
Conservation conversation.
Hello?
Hi, Angie. It's Earth Ranger Emma.
Hi, Emma. Nice to meet you.
Hey, how are you today?
Oh, I'm great. How are you, Emma?
Oh, I'm pretty good, pretty good. I was hoping I could ask you a few questions about rhinos.
Oh, that'd be great.
Awesome. Okay, first off, how many rhinos do you take care of at the zoo?
Well, we currently have 4 greater one-horned rhinos. They're also known as Indian rhinos. But we also have white rhinos as well, and there's 5 of those guys. So currently 9 rhinos at the zoo.
Gotcha. What's something that people don't know about rhinos that you'd like to tell them?
I don't even know if I can put my finger on it exactly. They just are really neat creatures that are kind of misunderstood. They're big, lumbery, giant animals that can really actually move very quickly if they want to. But when you actually work up close with these guys, you realize they are very friendly, and they're kind of like a big, giant dog.
Do you ever get to pet the rhinos?
I do get to pet them. We work our animals that are considered dangerous, which when you weigh over 4,000 pounds, you're considered a dangerous animal. We work them through something that's called protected contact. So there's always some measure of fencing between us. So I have a lot of access to them, but I'm protected and safe.
Oh, wow. That sounds amazing. Here at Earth Rangers, we always try to learn how to better understand animals. So I'm wondering, can you understand their moods?
Oh, sure. I think any animal, you just need to get used to how they communicate with you, and you can understand them quite well. You just have to pay attention. They talk to you, just not with words.
So can you read their body language?
Can be body language, can be vocalizations. So one of the cutest ones is a little moo that the babies will make to their mom.
That is so cool. All right. Now, I heard that rhinos eat 120 pounds of food every day. So what exactly do they eat? And do you have to bring their breakfast, lunch, and dinner in a wheelbarrow?
Yes, the wheelbarrow is definitely helpful for all the food that our rhinos eat. So my specific rhinos, they are considered to be a browser and a grazer. And that means they love to eat trees and bushes as well as grass. So we feed them unlimited amounts of hay. As much hay as they want to eat, we will feed them. On top of that, we also, especially in the summertime, cut down tree branches for them. And they love to munch on the leaves, but they'll also eat the stick too. So they have super strong teeth to chew all that up.
Unlimited hay. Nice rhino perk. Do they like snacks?
They do get some treats, which we often use for training. They get carrots, apples, bananas, melon, and lettuce.
Wow, that's quite an appetite. Okay, here's my big question. Would it be technically accurate if I were to classify rhinos as unicorns?
Well, the rhino I work with is like a unicorn. They only have one horn. And just so happens, greater one-horned rhino's scientific name is Rhinoceros unicornus.
Oh, that is so cool. Like big, gray, smelly unicorns.
Definitely. They're a little more lumbery than a traditional unicorn.
Well, they may not be quite as graceful as a unicorn, but they got the horn part down, so I'll take it. Okay, so what should we know about a rhino's horn?
So rhino horn is necessary for rhinos. The rhinos that have the two big horns that come from Africa, the white and black species, they use their horns for fighting and defense. And believe it or not, they can actually hook their horn underneath the back legs of another rhino and flip them right upside down. My rhinos, they need to find special minerals in mud where they live and eat those minerals to keep them healthy. So the horn helps for them to dig at that mud areas. Unfortunately, rhinos are being killed for their horn. And their horn is made up of a protein that is the same protein that makes up our hair and our fingernails, and that's called keratin. But traditional Southeast Asian medicines have used rhino horn as a means of curing various ailments or illnesses for centuries.
Oh man, that's terrible. Well, what's the best way for kids to help with rhino conservation?
The best way is to learn as much as you can about the rhinos and then help spread the word and the message to everybody. Rhinos need to stop being killed for their horns. It does not cure cancer. Science has proven it. So I need kids out there to stand up for rhinos and be the voice that they don't have in the communities. And we have to tell people to stop buying rhino horn, because if no one's buying it anymore, it's not worth anything. And they'll stop being poached.
Wow, that's so important. Well, thank you so much for answering all of our questions. I feel like I know a lot more about rhinos now.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Yeah, give them a pet for me.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, well, bye, Angie. And there we have it, a real unicorn. But as Angie said, there is nothing magical or medicinal about rhino horns. They can't shoot rainbows, and they can't miraculously cure cancer. The only place for a rhino horn is on a rhino. And she might just have the best job in the world. Can you imagine? Taking care of a family of real rhinoceroses? That's so cool. Earth Rangers! Okay, Earth Rangers. As you know, we are on a quest to find the best animal joke of all time! And you guys have been amazing. We have received so many amazing jokes that it's actually getting hard to get any work done here at the Earth Rangers headquarters. My colleagues and I have nominated some of our favorites. Here is the second batch of contenders for the title. Make sure to go back to last week's episode if you missed the first three. Number one.
Hi, my name's Carter. I've come from Toronto and I'm 6 years old. What's the best animal at playing hockey? Scorpions.
Yeah, Carter, representing my hometown. Go Leafs! Number two.
Hello, my name is Dash and I live in Azerbaijan. This is my joke. What does a frog do if it crashes? It gets towed.
Nice job, Dash. Okay. Number three.
Hi, my name is Lily. I live in Alameda, California, and here is my joke. What do you call a fish without an eye? A fish.
Very funny, Lily. That was a good one. Whew. Okay, listeners, now it's up to you. Go to earthrangers.com/podcast and click on episode 8 to get the show notes for today's episode. There you will find the poll for this week's jokes. You get to vote on which of these jokes will make it to the finals. And if you think you know an even better animal joke, let's hear it. Click on the Send Us a Message link to record your own. You have until the end of June to send in your joke to enter the competition. And get this, the person who submits the winning joke will get to win an amazing Earth Rangers prize pack, including an Earth Rangers t-shirt, a water bottle, a limited edition button set, and eternal bragging rights for having told the best animal joke of all time! Good luck! Oh, before I let you go, here's a little quiz for you.
True or false?
True or false?
True or false?
True or false? Do you think you know all about rhinos now? Quick, true or false? Rhinos use sunscreen to protect their skin. The answer is false and true. Rhinos don't use sunscreen like we do, but they do protect their skin from the sun and insects. Can you guess what they use? Mud. Rhinos wallow in mud to cover their skin. This keeps them from getting a sunburn or too many bug bites. Rhinos are so smart.
All right, Earth Rangers. I'm about ready for my mid-morning nap.
If I see that dream fox again, I'll make sure to tell him all we've learned about unicorns. Join me next time when I'll travel off to the far-off exotic country of Canada. Ah, that's right. We're actually going to release the next episode one day early on Canada Day. So get ready to explore the Great White North, eh? Until then, stay awesome and keep on ranging.
Earth Ranger!
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual, and best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.
Hey parents and teachers, have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.